Welcome to the show, Five Star Fam. I'm AJ. And wherever it is you get your pods, subscribe, share, and leave us a good rating.
This segment is sponsored by Thinking Man Tavern, a cozy Decatur neighborhood pub. Grab a tasty beverage from a wide variety of selections and a plate of something delicious from the menu. To go, check out Thinking Man Tavern.
Welcome to another Five Stripe Weekly episode. Apologies for last week missing that episode. It was definitely a crazy time, crazy backaches, and just almost debilitating. So it was something that I needed to do just for the mental capacity and the physical capacity to be able to record. Last week was not the best, so hope you can forgive me for that. But yes, let's get into this episode though, and we will cover just the match over the weekend, but we will lightly cover the two previous matches that occurred over the past week as well. But getting into this match, so against the New England Revolution, yeah, it was definitely something, where the Revolution, they're not exactly the best on the road this season, and they've been very up and down for the Supporters Shield winners of last season. So it's definitely a couple of sides that are inconsistent in form in both the Revolution and Atlanta United. And Atlanta United, we were able to see the return, or not really a return, but Andrew Gutman did train during the week, and he started. He did, of course, go off with a shoulder/arm injury during the Nashville SC match over the midweek U.S. Open Cup game. And so he was very much a questionable, player that could be part of the squad, and instead he did start, which is great to see. But Alex DeJohn and Alan Franco, they returned in the middle of the center back pairing for Atlanta United, and Hosetu was the captain again. And yeah, I mean, Atlanta United, it was a little bit of a mixed result here. Obviously, it was a draw that was 2-2, but it was definitely Thiago Almada's game Sunday night game. But with the bullet of a goal, and he had an assist for Luis Araujo's equalizer as well. He was definitely carrying the team on his back at times. He was definitely always the outlet, always the guy that was finding that key pass. But Atlanta United, it's at the very least, we came into this match, we showed some attacking impetus for sure. But New England Revolution, they started off the match very, very well. They controlled possession, but Atlanta United, we were able to find some rhythm, and it's one of those where the young the new DP Almada, he came in and he's showing that he can make a difference. And it's been, I think, with Almada, Moreno, and Araujo being able to start together, it's looking quite good. There's more cohesion from match to match, and the combination play is much, much better than it was previously with the attacking members of the starting 11 for Atlanta United. But there is definitely with Almada, with Ronaldo Cisneros, there's guys who are willing runners. There's guys who are able to find those runners as well. And that's been a very good difference for us to be able to start some matches quite strong. But essentially there were Some moments that were quite shaky, though, for LA United defensively. And I think, frankly, it was maybe a little too easy at times for New England to pretty much break us down and find the back of the net. Now, for their goal, it was essentially, I feel like, a little bit shambolic of marking by Alan Franco. He was not goal side for the Buxa goal, and basically also Bobby Shuttleworth could definitely do better, and letting the ball sneak in through his legs, it's just not good enough. Also Alex DeJohn, I mean, arriving late, trying to play a little bit of that help at the very end, last ditch tackle, not quite enough, and it's just a soft goal to be able to give up, especially through the legs. It's I think Shuttleworth even said it after the match that he knows that he can do better as well. But there was essentially we played decently well in the attack. I think overall it's something that in the grand scheme, we're looking more on the upward trajectory attack-wise. Now, of course, we've had injuries all up and down our spine. Of course, first with Ozzie Alonso, and then, of course, Brad Guzan, then Miles Robinson. Those are some pretty core players that help our defense turn that defense into attack at times as well. And with Robinson, he's that safety valve. And I think you saw with Alan Franco that, maybe there is not the ability to put out as many fires as, say, a Robinson can. And so it is something pretty noticeable. I think you also noticed in this match that their goalkeeper, Matt Turner, he, with good reason, is the U.S. men's national team probable starter, and he had some very good moments where he saved a free kick from Thiago Almada, and it was, he put it on frame. It was something that, it would have been sweet if he had put that, just a little bit further into the corner, but Matt Turner, he was just equal to the effort from Almada for sure. And back to Thiago Almada, there was another moment where he did a little pirouette, he shook off a couple dudes, and had he put this, this effort on goal, it would have been quite the golazo. But it just, I think, exemplified how good Almada was in this match, and how pretty much he was running this game, bossing the attack for LA United, and it was something of a sight to behold, for sure. And it's definitely making, I think, a lot of LA United fans more and more excited for the cohesion in the attack. But the worrying parts are how shaky this defense is. It's, the set pieces, the transitional defense, it's something that's lacking a lot of maybe desire, it's lacking a lot of focus and concentration. And maybe you can give Alan Franco a little bit of a reprieve in that he did play 120 minutes against Nashville SC on Wednesday. It's maybe we should have gone with George Campbell a little bit. Maybe we should have, kind of spelled him just a bit. But I think at the end of the day, George Campbell has been a little bit shaky when he's been brought in lately. So I think I can understand, and he's probably justified, at least Gonzalo Pineda, in bringing in Alan Franco again. And staying with the pairing of Alex DeJohn and Alan Franco. Because, they have been decently reliable to put out some of those fires. It's just those lapses in concentration. When we concede, we tend to concede in bunches, and yeah, we saw that against Nashville SC over the midweek US Open Cup match. But yeah, you saw that, you know, in terms of the attack, just really, really good promise. It's something we can continue to build on. I mean, Luis Araujo's goal, there was Moreno who fed Almada, who fed Araujo in behind. It's, you know, we finished the match as well. Very, very solid, trying to find a winner. So it was definitely not only the 17s bringing that energy to make the, you know, make the team try to find a winner, but I think there was another aspect that, you know, you saw desire to try to win, and this is a step in the right direction. Now, is this kind of probably more in the territory of what the front office promised way back when, is that we're gonna be a little bit more, yeah, you know, 3-2, 2-1 type of wins, where you know, we are going for it, and the defense might give up a, you know, a couple goals. It's yeah, it's kind of looking like it is a little bit of that, but I think a lot of fans would prefer to be able to shore up a little bit. Maybe, yeah, in the summer transfer window, we should probably target some defensive transfer targets to be able to shore this team up, because, yeah, we have a few very, very important players that are out of the squad for the season, and so definitely at the end of the day here, I think it's a deserved draw. We come back from a losing position, and I think that is a positive that we can take forward, in that yeah, we keep fighting even though you know, were we able to find the equalizer or not, it didn't quite happen. But I think there is some good positives to be able to draw away from this. But yeah, guys, let us know what you thought of the match in the comments below. But I'll wrap up a bow on this match and get us into the news. And LA United, so they continued the 13 undefeated streak at the Benz with this match. And Thiago Almada, he got, of course, a goal and an assist. That tasty just bullet that he put in the far net against Matt Turner, and plus that assist got him a spot on the MLS Team of the Week. He also is up for the MLS Goal of the Week with that bullet goal, and you can vote on Twitter. On yeah, this is full transparency. We're, you know, filming this on a Monday, so you can still vote if you yeah, are watching it probably on Tuesday. But yeah, so in terms of the standings for LA United, it's yeah, we're hanging on to that seventh playoff spot. It is yeah, we're just barely in there. We're at 1.36 points per game. Yeah, we've won 4, lost 4, and drawn 3. Right underneath NYCFC. Yeah, CF Montreal, they are the top of the table at the moment. It is very, very interesting, you know, because they're a squad that we've been having trouble with playing against lately, and it turns out, yeah, they are, yeah, top of the table for a reason. They have been playing a lot of teams tough. I think a very interesting, you know, inclusion into the playoff race at the moment so far, 11 weeks in, a third of the season in, is FC Cincy at the fourth spot. They have 19 points. I mean, they are playing quite well behind the, yeah, you know, striker du jour in Brandon Vasquez for them. Of course, the former five stripe, who is killing it with 6 goals already so far in this young campaign. So definitely very, very interesting table as it shakes out so far. So we're hanging on to that last playoff spot at the moment. But moving on, Miles Robinson, he tweeted and put out an IG post. Yeah, of course, he had surgery last week on his Achilles. He said, quote, "I can't find the words to describe all the emotions I'm feeling today, but I do know that I am so grateful to have such a loving family, friends, and fans that have been so supportive over the last few days. Day one of the comeback starts today. I'll be back. Believe that." And yeah, definitely a lot of people gave their love to Miles Robinson. It is such a big blow to lose Miles Robinson for the season. And yeah, you know, his World Cup hopes, it's pretty grim, I would say. You know, the World Cup does start in November, and there is an outside chance that he would be able to maybe recover in time, but would he be able to rehab in time and be able to get some match fitness? It's highly doubtful. And so it's just one of those where, man, like Miles Robinson, it's as tough as luck as you can get at the moment there. But hopefully he will come back stronger. And yeah, I think we all know that, you know, what kind of player that Miles Robinson is. He is a beast, and he will be, you know, someone that when he comes back, he'll be a force to be reckoned with again. But yeah, so we definitely wish him the best in recovery. So also some news from last week, of course, Ronaldo Cisneros, he had a first half hat trick, and that earned him a spot in the MLS Team of the Week. Also earned his goal, his first goal, earned the Goal of the Week. And with all of that, he earned the Player of the Week for MLS. So congrats to Ronaldo Cisneros. Very, very well deserved, his hat trick against the Chicago Fire. Now, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously we didn't record an episode last week, but yeah, we won against Chicago Fire 4-1 with that first half hat trick from Cisneros, and then we bowed out of the U.S. Open Cup against Nashville SC at Geodis Park 3-2. Yeah, we had an early 2-0 lead, but you know, it's, we've been a little bit shaky where, you know, keeping the lead, not our greatest strength at the moment. But, you know, after 988 days as the cup holders, we finally relinquished the reins as, you know, those U.S. Open Cup holders. And so, you know, not too bad. Obviously, that's a little bit pandemic aided as well, but still, 988 days, I don't think anybody else is going to have that streak, even if it's not exactly where we wanted 3 years in a row or anything like that. But yeah, last bit of news for this week is that LA United, they might be a front runner for an NWSL team. There's quite a few cities that are in contention. And according to The Athletic, that, yeah, quote, a team spokesperson, that we continue to evaluate bringing an NWSL franchise to Atlanta. As part of this process, we've had several productive conversations with the league. However, we are not in position to provide an update nor a timetable at this time. That was back in March, but now, yeah, there might be, you know, an NWSL expansion that's really could incorporate a lot of cities. And Atlanta, you know, would that be something that you would like to see? An NWSL team? Would you support them? I think, yeah, it'd be amazing to be able to call an NWSL team here, you know, for LA United. That would be quite a bit of fun. It would be, you know, more trips to the Benz, maybe a little bit of some scheduling that will need to be had, but that should be quite fun to be able to see that. Unless, they don't play the bends, but I can't imagine that that is the case. I think that would be quite the harsh thing to not allow the NWSL team to play at the Fortress, but or at the Spaceship. But anyway, so that does it for the news and gets us to the match preview. And we will be playing at Joe's Park against Nashville SC again. And that's May 21st on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. And so who's going to make the trip again? I know some of you made that midweek trip. Two trips to Nashville in the span of pretty much a week and a half. Probably not too bad. I would say smoke them if you got them in that sense. If you have the ability to be able to make that trip multiple times in a month, then more power to you. But yes, so Nashville SC, we know they're one of the best defensive teams in the league. And yeah, you know, they're a team that they will find their big man Walker Zimmerman on set pieces. Hani Mukhtar, he's one of the best players in the league, and as he goes, they go. We saw what he was all about against us in the US Open Cup, and so all we can really hope is that there is some fatigue from their end, and maybe we can try to capitalize. But getting into some of their key departures from last season, Alistair Johnston and Yonder Cadiz are the two notable ones that have left their squad, and two key acquisitions, Sean Davis, as we saw against us. He was definitely a guy that, in central midfield was helping pretty much solidify and, kind of calm things down for Nashville SC against us. And also Teal Bunbury is another guy that is a key acquisition for them, a veteran forward, the understudy to CJ Sapong. Definitely a couple guys that can do some damage. And it is one of those. We saw CJ Sapong score against us, and yes, it is a squad that maybe isn't just brimming with attacking quality, but it is a side that can get the business done. And of course, we saw that against us. Now, the predictions in the league anyway, from the pundits, they have them finishing as low as fourth, but as high as first in the West. Of course, they moved over to the Western Conference this past season. So, it's a... Yeah, we'll see them a little bit, but, that rivalry just kind of stops in its tracks just a little bit, even though we're only 4 hours away. But, we do get some fixtures against them, and this is it. We, have this pretty important match, I think, against them. We need to make a statement, I think, to make sure that, we can get a result at least at Jodis Park. No back-to-back losses. It's something that we have to make sure we can, play to get a result. And I think we need to be on the attacking front foot and be solid at the back and make sure we do not fall asleep on any set pieces or for a longer period of time if we do concede a goal. So, yeah, getting into the starting 11 predictions, I think it's a pretty similar LA United 11 as last match, if not probably the exact same, actually. So, Shuttleworth in between the sticks. I would love to actually try to see if Rocco Rios Novo can maybe start. I think, when you concede a very shaky goal as Shuttleworth did, I think maybe the understudy maybe should get a chance. But this is too dangerous of a side here that with some big, big players, I think, I think unit-wise, size-wise. So, maybe Rocco Rios Novo isn't the guy, but Shuttleworth, he will have to prove himself for sure in this match to continue to see some more playing time. But that back line, Lennon, Franco, DeJohn, and Gutman. And I think Hosetu and Ibarra have been decent as a pairing together. And yeah, you have the Destroyer and you have the guy who can pull the strings a little bit in midfield. Always be available. I think that has been a decent pairing for the time being. And I think it's going to be the Mac attack up top. So Araújo, or let's get to the, what the acronym stands for. So Moreno, Araújo, Almada, and Cisneros. So Moreno on the left, Almada in the middle, and Araújo on the right with Ronaldo Cisneros at the top of the attack. Now, we did see Araújo and Moreno and Almada really just, kind of create a fluid front three a little bit, or at least in attacking midfield. And that did seem to kind of draw out the Revolution a little bit in some confusion on who to mark, especially when they play in tight spaces close together. We were able to do some damage. And so the more that this attack can play together, then I think we will really be firing on the attacking cylinders anyway. So guys, let me know who you guys think should start against Nashville SC. But yes, let's get into the score predictions then. So the score predictions, at least for me, I think we can get a result. I think it's a 2-2 draw. Maybe not as free flowing as that last match a little bit against Nashville SC. Of course, we had to go ultra defensive later on, and that's probably kind of aided into why we did bow out in the U.S. Open Cup. Some blame can be put on Gonzalo Pineda for not managing that correctly. You're going for it. You're in the beginning, but then you are trying to shore it up and see out the match. We were not able to do that, and we, of course, lost in extra time. But it is something here where I think we can be a little bit more solid, and we won't have to play for extra time. We'll just only need to play in regulation. So here we go. I think a 2-2 draw is apt. What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments below. But guys, that is the match preview and pretty much the entire show except for the question of the day. And the question of the day is, can the Mac attack make up for the shortcomings in defense? Let us know in those comments below. Looking forward to what you have to say. And that's it for us today. Remember to subscribe to us if you haven't already. Share this episode and leave us a review and rating so we can pop up higher in your rankings. I'm AJ. Thanks so much for listening.